Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Let's start our reading this morning from Exodus chapter 15, from verse 1 to 4. Exodus chapter 15, from verse 1 to 4. This is the Spiritual Warfare Series, part 3. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. You understand why I'm emphasizing that part. The horse and his rider, what happened to them? They have been thrown where? Into the sea. To triumph, you must war. Hallelujah. The battle that happened at, was it the Red Sea? The Red Sea, that sea where God parted the ocean, it was not really about Moses. That battle was between the kingdom of darkness, Egypt, and the kingdom of light. You got to understand it. Some of you are going through things and you think it's about you. No, it's about the kingdom you represent. And that's why the warfare is so intense. And that's why it seems like you're under pressure, like nothing's really going to come out of it. But it's not really about you. It's only about you because you are at the center of that transaction. It's about the kingdom that you represent. The Bible says we have received a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Hallelujah. Do you know what that means? Our kingdom cannot be shaken. When heaven and earth passes away, the kingdom stands. The kingdom is not heaven. The heaven is the headquarters of the kingdom. Come on, are you here now? Because even God doesn't live in heaven. Hello? Hello? I say God doesn't live in heaven. I don't think I need to explain that one. Do I need to explain it? Do I need to explain it? The scripture says that the old heaven was found only worthy to be his throne. The earth was found only worthy to be where he places his feet. So where is the person? If the whole of the heavens are just large enough to contain him, there's a realm above the heavens, and that's where God dwells. So you can go to heaven, you may not see him. You just see his chair, the throne. And that's good enough, because most people won't even see that one, because they are going to hell. Look at that. Look at that prophetic decree. He said, the Lord is my strength. In spiritual warfare, we don't depend on our strength. You are not trying to pray 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, just to convince yourself that you are spiritually strong. Sometimes when you are being faced with all kinds of pressure, the demand and requirement of heaven may be for you to sit down and sing. Not pray. Because you might have been overwhelmed at that point. And all the Lord will just require to do is to sit and just be singing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth shall I make it known. And you may be having tears in your eyes. From the rising of the sun, right unto his going down, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth shall I make it known. From the rising, right unto his going down, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With
my mouth. Make it known from the rising right unto his going down. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord.
So in spiritual warfare, you don't determine the flow. You have to wait and see what the heavens have made provision for. That's why this prophetic song says, the Lord is my strength. You don't engage spiritual warfare. Yes, thank God there's a place for fasting and praying and all those things. But you have to understand what the requirement for this particular matter is. Sometimes it might even be to sit and not do anything. And please, I want you to hear me. I'm not advising you. I'm telling you the counsel of the Lord. Sometimes the bid to want to fix some of these things will now make it complicated and will mess everything up. If only you had waited 5 more minutes. Just 5 more minutes. The moment they won this spiritual warfare, it was the sister of Moses, Miriam, that broke into this prophetic worship. Because there is something about worship that restores. When you are exposed to sound, it brings strength and restoration. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying now. That which was weak can suddenly become strong again. Because there is something about sound, about melody that is spiritual. And that's why even God surrounds himself, not with prayer warriors, he surrounds himself with worshippers. Your church is ready. Come, come. And we are ready. Come, come, come. Into your temple. Kalabarata pasataya. Say. And I am waiting. One more time, let's worship him. Spiritual warfare, you must understand the place of prophetic worship. You have to understand it. So, for those of you who cannot really sing, you must understand the place of Psalms. Come on, are you with me now? The book of Psalms is given to you for spiritual warfare. You open that book, even if you cannot sing. Papa Egi was preaching and he said that you must learn how to speak if you cannot sing. See, you have to learn it. You can write out the things you want to say or open the scriptures and begin to read it out prophetically. There's a way to read the scriptures with an anointing. There are people in those days when we were in our old churches, they would ask somebody in the congregation to open to, you know, we didn't have all these screens. And the person would read the Bible verse and even the pastor would forget the revelation that he wanted to bring out. Because some people just read the scripture and they kill the anointing. But there are certain people in the church, the pastor always prefers them to be the ones reading. Say, Brother Adetunji, you read. And say, and if it were to be in my local dialect, you say, Yosi She. There's a way you stress the reading, even if you are asleep. That demon must. God, there's a way to read the scripture. You don't have to say, oh, because you can't sing. If you can sing, it's good. But if you cannot sing, learn how to engage the power of the book of Psalms and Isaiah. The book of Psalms and Isaiah, they are the New Testament fraction of the Old Testament. Come on, are you here now? when you go there, you will see even God saying to himself, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make, God said to himself, sit at my right hand until I make my, I'm sure David must have wondering, this revelation is not complete. It's not correct. Until Jesus came and laid claim to it. I know a lot of people use the book of Psalm for occultic things and the book of Job. In those days in school, when they want to find out who stole something, we'll open somewhere in the book of Job and say, the Bible will turn now. The Bible will, or is it the key that is turning? We'll do something. We never caught the real thief. Since we've been doing it, we've never caught the real thief. But it worked. It scared everybody. Don't practice African Christianity. It's a terrible thing. The Lord is my strength and my song. There was a correlation between songs and strength. Anytime you have been so wearied out because of what you are going through, go on a retreat. Just worship Him. It can be a day. It can be 6 hours. Select the song. Don't go and listen to all those Nigerian high praisers. All those people that are professional Christian missionaries, they will not help you. Stay away from Tumba. You do those ones when you are just feeling happy, you are in traffic. But you want to connect with God. It's not all this. You know, there are the ones that get invited everywhere. But if I want to touch heaven, I can't touch here. They are professionals. I need a worship. I need somebody with a worship anointing, not a professional musician. Instead of listening to, I'll listen to Yinka Efele now. Why will I listen? That one already told us is Yinka Efele's band with the Merrymakers. They are Merrymakers. So he will start his album singing Christian song. Then he will now sing the other part and begin to appreciate those who gave him money. That's what Pastor Desmond and I used to listen to on campus when we were feeling sad. We would play Yinka Efele and be feeling good. And we like the guy because he never lied to us. He told us, hey, we are Merrymakers. It was when churches started inviting that they put evangelists. The guy he never claimed to be an evangelist. When you are feeling like the warfare has become so intense, take a day. Select the songs. Select, in case you are the one that must sing and you don't really have, go online. Select the songs. Some songs are not good for renewing of strength. They are good when you already have money in your pocket. You can't sing them if you are broke. I'm talking about the kind of worship that can restore your soul. You have to be very picky. You have to be very picky. A lot of us are careless because we want to trend. The problem with trending is that once another trend comes up, if you don't catch it, you go out of. I don't want to trend. I don't want to be a flash in the pan. I want to be anointed, and I want to be more anointed next year. I want to be more anointed 2 years from now. I want to be more anointed 5 years from now. Part of the trend is what makes us not teach certain things on the Sunday morning. We will wait for believers' conference. It's a lie. Those are the things we heard the day we gave our life to God. We heard it and we could not. We heard this so much that it was difficult for us to backslide. But if people come to church today, you just want to tell them something that makes them happy, that does not put responsibility on them. Then there will be Christians on Sunday, and on Monday there will be wayward dancing, the spirit of Salome on Instagram and on TikTok, and then you wonder where the fire went. You don't know that just 10, 5 minutes, 10 minutes on Instagram can kill your fire. But if you had accumulated fire to the degree of 33,000 liters, if you accumulated fuel, you bought 33,000 liters of a fuel tank, and then your fire got absorbed by 2,000, you still have fire. If 2 liters was consumed, but if all you had was 1,500 and then you stayed 1 hour, you said you were tired, but you stayed 1 hour on Instagram looking for who will like your post or which post to like. And then while you were waiting there, something was introduced, entertainment. Enter. It's a system to introduce something. The goal is to enter into you and sustain the pressure of what has been given to you. It's called entertainment for a reason. All that feel good and happiness is just to create a space within your soul so that something can be introduced. So what happened to the joy of the Lord? They told us in Exodus chapter 15 that strength and song go together. If you are spiritually weak and you have been praying and praying, take a break. Enter into a worship mode. Don't rush. Allow the Spirit of God to rest upon you, to incubate upon you, to rest upon you. And when you think you've had enough, still stay there. You've not gotten it all. That's how to be strong. Because wherever you fight and whoever is doing the fighting, you don't remain the same after the warfare. You might come out with some scars. You might come out with some fresh wounds. Because the scripture says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, which means that when the scripture says we wrestle, it's close combat. The enemy will touch you at some point, and you touch him because it's a wrestling match. He touches you with carnality, touches you with lust, touches you with the cares of this world, touches you, and somewhere in your spirit, Yakeba, Tuza, Lakabia, Tura, Sa, you are trying to be strong. But after that warfare breaks, you need renewal. Somebody say, no, that's not scriptural. After the devil was done with Jesus and he survived, the angels came and ministered to him. They strengthened him. Come on, are you here now? So you don't think that, oh, you fasted for 7 days, you came out looking tired. No! You made progress. You made progress. It is the other end of the equation now that I'm telling you. After you come out from a season of fasting, 7 days, 3 days, whatever, enter into, don't just come out and face the world. Enter into a worship mode and settle in gradually. The angels came. Minister to him. So how do you think they minister to him? By giving him food. How do angels minister to the Lord? They worship. Come on now. Come on now. Are you getting it? How do they minister to the Lord? They worship, they sing, they worship. Are you getting this strategy? Are you getting it? So it's not, we are not singing to make ourselves feel good. It's a spiritual strategy for warfare. Because you may fight and fight and fight, and then at the end of the day, you are depleted. But as you are ending that season of waiting upon the Lord and intense warfare, you come out, no, don't just face the world, you come out with a song. And you can be singing, all I want is for you, you to be glorified. Satan doesn't want you to glorify him. It's a decision you will make. All I want. You may not have even seen the things you are praying about, but you believe he has heard you. So you enter into worship. You to be. All I want. For you, you to be glorified, you to be lifted. All I want is for you. Shala da barakata sala da baraba de kasa. Ye barada kalabaso tala da barakateze. Say all I want. Shala da bakara bada basala da bada. There are a lot of people who went into prayers. There were issues going on in their families. There were things going on in their personal lives, and they took some time to wait upon the Lord to deal with those issues, and they were attacked. They were attacked. They came out worse. There was a time so many years ago, I heard about a brother who went to pray and wanted to settle something. Came back, I think he was partially paralyzed. Because you don't know what you are dealing with. And because most people don't know, there's a strategy to warfare. The key to warfare is to always put God in front. You may be a fasting machine, but put God in front. Hide behind the cross. I know you pray 7 hours, but please do yourself a favor hide behind the cross. You see that cross? Satan can't stand it. You see you, he will have you for breakfast. The reason why Satan fears you is because of the seven spirits that live on the inside of you. That's why he fears you. You think he cares about you? He saw Satan has seen civilizations come and go. Alexandria the Great, Constantine, just name them, Roman Empire, Greek Empire, the Medes and the Persians. They came back, God saw all of them come, and each one of them kept claiming that they will not go. Some of them were looking for the ancient secret of immortality. They were looking for the scrolls, for magic, things that will make them expand their empire. Many of them built cities because they never thought they would die. And God and Satan took a chair with their popcorn and watched all of them die. Because immortality belongs to God. Put God in front. Even when you are deploying the strategy for warfare, always make sure the cross is in front of you, because the cross is the emblem of Christ's victory over Satan. Every Christian should wear a cross. I don't even know why they don't do it. Every Christian should wear a cross because it is the only thing that reminds you. This was where Jesus, this was where our Lord finally paid the price. On this side of the cross was the Old Testament. On this side of the cross was the New Testament. He took the law and the prophets and made one new man. So we are not lawless people because we are Christians. And we are also not less prophetic. Are you with me? And that's why when the Spirit of God was given, he didn't tell us that, my sons and daughters will prophesy. Because the key to hearing God, the ability to hear God, was not given to everybody. It was a preserve for those who are close to God. There must be a level of closeness to be able to hear God. And now God says, open the curtain. Whosoever believes in me will hear me. Say, in fact, the sign that you are my sheep is that you will hear my voice. Not that I am praying, but I'm not sure. You may be a lamb, not a sheep. Are you seeing the difference? A lamb is a child. A sheep is matured. God did not say, my lamb will hear my voice. He said, my sheep. So if you are still getting confused, no problem. Just make sure you are growing. Till you get to the point where there is no doubt. That even if God just winks at you, you know the meaning. Because God doesn't really speak in voices. Put the cross in front of you. Don't be too strong. Accept that if there's any reason why your family will be free, there's any reason why you are going to come out of this problem, it's because Jesus says so. Don't owe God to ransom because you fasted for 100 days. You are the one who went on hunger strike. God has not eaten before. Since he has been in heaven, he doesn't know the taste of apple. The first time God saw apple, it was in your hand. The first time God saw someone taking strawberry juice, it was with you. So you are trying to harass him. Like, Baba, I'll be fast for 100 days. They say, me? I can't remember the last time I ate. When Jesus came here, he even said, like, this wine I'm drinking, I will not drink it again till I see you. So since that time, Jesus has not tasted wine. He has not drank coke. He has not drank juice. Waiting for you, and you are on Instagram. The person he's waiting for is on Instagram. And Jesus said, I will not take juice again until I see you in my father's house. Ah, I said, why they try? You don't go drink anything. You just say, you don't go drink anything. Hide behind the cross. It's a powerful strategy. As you are praying, as you are binding, as you are losing, always just know that it is still Jesus. Don't get to that place of self-righteousness where you are thinking because it's 14 days, it's 21 days. Once you start doing that, it's no more Christ you are following. Come on, are you here? Come on, are you here? I need you to get these things. Don't just hear. These are things you can use anytime, anywhere. Say, the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. So in spiritual warfare, you must understand the name of God. You must understand the name of God. The thing about the names of God is that they reveal certain things about his character. The names of God are not really because, you know, the name sounds trendy. I say a lot of Nigerian Nigerians now naming their children with American names: Stone, Mavis, Jandor, Pebble. I hope that's the name that God gave you from heaven, because they will not find it in the book of life. You know, just when you say Sharon, just because you like Sharon Stone, does not give you the right. It does not give you the right to name your child. The name is good, but the person bearing the name needs deliverance. Sharon Stone. The first Sharon I knew in my life was a stone. Meanwhile, the name Sharon is a beautiful name. What does it mean? The Rose of Sharon. What? It's a biblical, you know. But the person bearing it is not biblical. She almost destroyed the life of many young men. Don't name your children because you like one artist. Or just by naming your child Obama does not mean your son will be a president. Because you only need to change one letter there to make it Osama. Meanwhile, it was Obama that killed Osama. So you have to be careful. In Kenya, when I got to Kenya, they told me that the year Obama, they name children in Kenya based on seasons. Do you understand what I'm saying? Seasons. Just the way you could have New Year in Yoruba land, there's a name you, Abiodun. I think the Igbos still have something like that. If you are born at a particular time, they could give you a name. Am I right? I think cultures generally have that. But in Kenya, the one is very serious. They name children after season. If something happened all over the world that was major, like maybe during the World Cup, Ronaldo scored. Or maybe one of their players, maybe at a final, African Cup, scored a defining goal. The children born that period will bear that name. Is that serious? It's not a matter of maybe we prayed. So you can find people in Kenya bearing Ronaldo. Or those guys that come to Nigeria to do the athletic thing. You know. If any of them was very different, they just look at seasons or certain circumstantial, you know, event that is very defining, and they name their children. So they don't bear names like, oh, I was praying, the Lord said, name your son Oluwatimileyin. There's nothing like that. If rain fell, and the way that rain fell, the sun also came out. And then there was a blue lightning that say Blu-ray. Blu-ray Johnson. That's the name. The name is Blu-ray. The surname is Johnson. But you see, even in the scriptures, names define destiny. In the scripture, the context of names is that names must capture your purpose, must capture your essence, must capture your prophecy. So the angel said, he shall be called Jesus, for he shall save many. For the reason. He shall save many from their sins. So you need to go and ask your parents, if those who still have parents who are alive, why did you give me this name? I've prayed for people during deliverance, and the Lord said, tell them to change their name. The name was very good. There's nothing wrong with the name, except that the reason why they were named, some were named after dead people. People who didn't live long. Maybe your grandfather died. They now gave birth to you that same week. They say, this is my father. This is my father. And you grew up, nobody told you the story. You started fighting battles. Meanwhile, you don't even have prayer life. You won't come to church day. And they have named you after a dead man. And because this is Africa, nothing goes for nothing. Anybody that is named after you, we seek to control you. Oh, you didn't realize that Adam didn't control the animals until he named them. That was the first task God gave him. Name them. Whoever names you can control your destiny. So if they were given give you your name or your child had the name Samuel, and they brought Kankan, brought this thing, then the eldest man in your family, that is, all his teeth have been destroyed from smoking Igbo and all those things. He's the one that was asked as the eldest in the family to say the prayers. Sir, sit down. This is a bottle of Shina for you, but don't Don't pray over my son. I went for a family meeting. I said that to you before. I went for a family meeting where some of the people that betrayed my family, my own family, my dad's family, they were on seat. But they didn't recognize me again. When they said, this is your uncle, this is your whatever. I said, hi, how are you? No, this is... I said, no, I cannot prostrate for you. I said, I cannot. I will not bring this royalty to submit to evil. They were shocked. All of them were sitting. I said, I cannot. I said, what I'm carrying, if I prostrate, judgment will break out. These are people like 70s. And I said, no, I cannot. I'm trying to save your life. Because if I do it, the anger in me will break. The moment I feel I left, the meeting scattered. Some of you just go, in the name of peace, you put your head down, somebody will put the hand on your head, and you 3 weeks later. And the devil is so smart, the battle will not start immediately. It will start like 1 month, so you won't be able to make the connection. And you don't even pray at night. You have to be wise. Your name is very important. Go and check your name. God promised Abraham. He said, I will give you a son. It was on years later, God said, that your name, I change it. So the father of Ishmael was who? Abraham. But the father of Isaac was Abraham. That's why when God was asking him to bring his son, he said, your only son. Because he was talking to Abraham, not Abraham. As far as God is concerned, Ishmael is not the son of Abraham. Argue with your keypad. Okay, God, why you say he was the one that left his wife, went somewhere, say, and so what? Do you realize God did not even quarrel with him over that issue? People don't know God. The matter you are taking and taking, God must do something. God just say, yes, next. Next, they caught a woman life under a man, a woman, and brought her to Jesus. Though they left the man, maybe the man said to himself, this issue of settling is not Nigeria. They've been doing it since ancient and modern. At least you picked up the man before you found the woman. But where is the man? But anyway, they said the man is not around. They brought the woman. They picked up stones to stone that man. Jesus didn't say anything. And I said, wait, Master, what do you say? We want to stone her. Prove your ministry now. You know, we've been trying to look for a way to help your ministry. People don't like you. But if you stand with us now, we'll go and tell all our factions that this man believes in the law of Moses. You'll say, okay, since we are talking about that one, we are going to stone her. But the one amongst you that has no sin, the way we'll do it is that we'll be stoning in category. So the one among you that has no sin should start. We only want those, since you've asked for my opinion, we only want those who are holy to do the stoning. We start, it don't look like you are guilty. You understand? You know you are still somewhere last week, so just hold your side. Let those who are holy, who are coming to church, let them do the stoning. They should have just stoned the woman and left Jesus alone. It's just like when people say, I'm going to report you to God. When we were younger in those days, see some people, I will go on 7 days for you. I will go on 14 days. Dry. Then you too, you become afraid because you don't get prayer life. You've not seen those things. You just came to Nigeria. If I go on, as you are looking at me, God does not play with me. If I go off on just 14 days because of you, you will see vengeance. I will see vengeance. You are poor. I am poor. We are in this village together. God has not blessed you, but he's ready to destroy because, my sister, go and pay your tithe. They told you, okay, let's stone. Me, I'm even ready. I will join you. But since you brought the matter, those of you, I don't know what your sin is, but if you know you are holy. So Jesus kept writing. Or in modern day, checking his Facebook account. Ah, when guy posted something, like, say, oh God, where are you? Are you still in Kenya? I say, yes. Mashiri. Yeah, I'm behind you. So he was checking on a regular day like this, probably his iPhone 14. Just, he's waiting for them to do their thing, to go on Twitter. He's waiting for them to go on Twitter. He just opened his eyes. Where's everybody? They've gone. Saw the woman there crying. Jesus still did not talk about her sin. But he asked her, who has condemned you? You can't be talking about sin when the forgiver is here. Most likely she was doing that thing because she needed to survive or whatever the cause. God, the way God looks at sin, that's why you notice some people you think should die, they are not dead. Ah, all the people that are destroying Nigeria, oh, all of them, this year they will die. And they are adding weight and marrying more wives. They're like, ah, but we are praying. We are praying. This man is still alive. He's still in that northern state. This one is still there in Abeokuta. This one is still here in Lagos. They say, my brother, the way God sees the matter, God looks at it from a holistic position, not from your myopic. Because if God kills them, it still won't solve your problem. Because most of us are not really angry at corruption. We are just wishing it to be our turn. Let it be our own son stealing. So when they want to shout, we'll bring people from our village to carry placard on Abuja, Lagos, and be shouting, leave our son, leave our son. When your own son was stealing, we did not talk. Jesus just looked at her and said, who has condemned you? The woman could have easily said, these people. But you know, by the time Jesus asked the question, there was nobody there again. God took care of all of them. Hey, I knew her when she did the abortion. Oh, I knew her when she did. Where are your accusers? When you stand toe to toe with God in your destiny, God doesn't allow third parties. He doesn't allow. You've got to understand how powerful your redemption is. So you must forgive yourself. Come on now. I say you must forgive yourself. The mistake noted, but you must forgive yourself. If not, you'll never be free. Satan will keep raising that flag over your head. Say no one. But is that true? Didn't those people accuse her? Didn't those people plan to stone her? But it didn't matter anymore because your Savior, your Restorer is here. Say, therefore, I do not condemn you. Did Jesus talk about her sin? He washed it. Most times we talk and talk about things because we don't have the solution. I am here. I am life eternal. Whosoever believes in me shall not perish. I do not condemn you. When Jesus died and rose again, that was the woman standing there. Even Peter was not there. Because he who is forgiving much. What happened? They love more. So that woman will be in a church on a Sunday like this. And they will be singing, he has done so much for me. He has taken away my sorrow. Glory, hallelujah. He's coming to take me home. We are all in church doing praise worship. But she's dancing for a separate reason. Because she understands exactly what Jesus did for her. But the head of the choir of the music team is doing it probably because that's the song they need to sing. But for her, he has taken away my sorrow. And she would dance and say, this sister herself, her own is too much. But when Jesus rose, she was the only one. She didn't have all those remas. She didn't know how to dissect Book of Revelation or Habakkuk. She has not read Lamentation. But she was able to stand. But Peter, that's... Peter was the one who stood in front of Jesus and prophesied, for you are the living Christ. Oh, the Son of God. And Jesus confirmed the prophecy. But when there was travail, it's not gift, it's love. You want to be strong? It's not gift, it's love. So you must consider your name. Jesus was able to do all those things because of his name. Say, for we have been given a name that is above every other name. Do you understand the implication of that statement? That when I say in the name of Jesus, I have plugged into the mainframe of power. You see, when I caught this revelation, I realized there's no prayer I pray that God will not hear. Come on, are you here now? Are you still here? I said the moment I caught that revelation in the name of Jesus, when I say in the name of Jesus. For instance, when I was in the north, you know, because we experienced a lot of religious persecutions. But you know, there was a theology then that the people of this other religion, when they raise their sword and say, Allahu Akbar, it is Allah that is killing you. This person here is just a messenger. So you can't fight with the messenger. You have to go to the person who sent the message. The moment I raise my dagger and I say, Allahu Akbar, it's not that person that killed you. That guy is the sword of Allah. When you say, in the name of Jesus, you are bonded into the mainframe of Jesus, into the realm of power, unrestrained power, unrestrained. You are talking about unleashing Kanjida in its full strength. I'm talking about not just trying to charge your phone. There's a kind of power that you cannot charge your phone with, because it's raw power. Raw power. It has not been stepped down. Raw power. And the Bible says we have been given that name. That at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee, whether in heaven or on earth, or beneath yet. So Jesus, the scripture acknowledged that there is life under the earth. Hello. Hello. Some of you are still, are you here this morning? I promise you guys, I'm going to do a series on the ancient gods of the Bible. I'm going to take a number of those gods and show you where they are and their relevance in today's world. God, they are back. They are back. You can know they are back when you see their activity. When you see unnecessary bloodshed. Look at the way people are dying in secondary schools in the U.S. Somebody just goes, it still happened last week, and opens fire. A young boy opens with a submachine gun, opens fire. I think he killed several students last week. Now, how you will know there's a spirit involved? The children that were killed, are they citizens of America? Are their parents alive? Do they have a senator in that area? Or House of Rep member? Is there anyone, even if that person is not your child, who will be happy to see a young child killed like that? I mean, your parents took you to school and they brought your dead body home. Not because you did anything, but somebody was able to gain entrance into the school with an AK-47. A child. Who has been watching online how to shoot a gun. Sprays bullet. I think about 20 people died or so. And yet, the president can't come out to say from today, by presidential veto, guns are abolished. Doesn't that look like the normal thing to do? Because I'm complaining. The senator will say it's not me. Me, we will make laws. They'll push it to judiciary. Usually I say, no, this one is president. It's when you have quarrel, you come to law, to the court. By the time they get to president, I say, if you ask me, who I go ask? So, president, too. So you're like, okay, the guys who should make the decisions can't make it. A spirit is involved. When the Lord appeared to Daniel and was saying that, oh, when this particular prince will come, this empire will come, then this will begin to happen. This other one will come, take away this one, and it will begin to rule, and this will begin to happen. Which means, the moment there's a change of leadership, the territorial prince also can change. Depending on the satanic agenda to be established or to be actualized. Which means you have to be sensitive. If you are not fully empowered, you may not even know the nature of the warfare has changed. So everybody's going on CNN and they are shouting, oh, we need gun control. We don't want it. They are talking on the news. The spirit is not answering them. The president came out. He posted on Twitter, oh, this thing is terrible.
Oga, don't post on Twitter. Say something. Tell us that from today, I powered ammunition. And they will talk till it happens again. That thing has been, the way we have Boko Haram is the way they have those things there. Can you imagine if there was a Nigerian that just moved to that city thinking that he has come for a better life, and 3 weeks after resuming his school, they gun your child down? Then you tell yourself, Nigeria is bad, but nobody shot my child in Lagos. Every territorial prince has a name. Many of them will hide because they know that as long as you don't know their name, you can't understand their weakness. If you know the name, you will know the weakness. I was sharing with my sister. I said, the god of the Philistines, the gods of the Philistines, one of them is known as Dagon. Alright? That was the god whose temple they took the Ark of the Covenant in the days of Eli, right? But when they put the Ark in the temple, Dagon collapsed. Okay? And we thought that was the testimony. That's not really the testimony. You need to go and look at Dagon. The word Dagon means half man, half fish. Are you familiar with mermaids? Come on. Are you familiar with mermaids? I said Dagon means the fish god, fish man, I mean, something like that. Is it today we'll be hearing about mermaids or watching their movies? These things are there. And in the scriptures, every god is named after his characteristics. They won't give you a name and call you Fire Lord if you are water. The name must match your identity spiritually. So the Philistines worshipped a water spirit that was half man up here, fish on the other half. But you saw Dagon, but you didn't check. So Satan will try to mask his identity in a touche way. Just say, Dagon. You may even go somewhere in the U.S., in Los Angeles, or where they play poker and everything. I say, Dagon Empire. We drink, we smoke, we do everything. Dagon Empire. Go and get your Greek and Hebrew and check that name. The fish god. Half man, half fish. That's the origin of marine spirits and mermaids. Those things are in the Bible. Just check it. That was the God that brought down Israel to his knees. Water spirits. They are very powerful. But you won't know. You know, you only read the New Testament. You will not see. This one is Old Testament. If you live in the US, UK, you cannot understand this one. Except somebody from Africa train you. Or Asia. I was listening to a particular minister of gospel. Very young guy, must have been like 37, 38. He was teaching on YouTube and he was talking about deliverance. Very young guy, black American. He was talking like very fine English. And then as he kept talking, he just said, well, if you want to know more about this particular concept, I recommend you go online and look for Dr. D.K. Holukoya. I said, okay. Oh my God. Eh? Oyibo? Oyibo recommended Dr. Lukoya to me. The man is behind my house. I have not gone there. Do you know how painful it is? Like, you travel the way to here. Someone say, I know it's Pastor Adeboye that has this grace. I drove past the place when I was going to the airport. He said, you go back. We don't have it here. In America, when we fast, we take tea in the morning. Or we eat breakfast by 4. And break by evening. Oh, God, you are not fasting. Go and see that. You are eating for the day anymore. You now eat Amala in the night. Oh God. Sometimes when I look at it, I'll just be laughing because it doesn't just make any sense. Somebody abroad taught on deliverance, a particular concept. I think it was on spiritual man. So he now said that God delivered him from this through the ministry of Dr. Lukoya. A young black American, not old man, like in his maybe Max, late 30s, 40s. He now said, go and look for his book. He recommended one book that those of us in Nigeria refuse to read. He said, you should go and look for it. But because it came from an American, people are liking the video and sharing it. But the man that they are talking about is here. Many of you don't even know what he looks like. When operating with very, and you are faced with very stubborn spirits, always pray for direction to know the name. The way you will unmask that name is by studying the characteristics. There are certain areas in Lagos here. You notice that almost everybody there is prostitution and drugs. Do you understand what I'm saying? That already tells you the kind of spirit that is there. You cannot raise your children there. Go and take loan, move away. Have you noticed that there are certain areas? And please, I hope you understand what I'm saying. I'm not talking down any area, but I want you to be thinking as I'm. Do you know there are certain areas, if you come out of your house in the morning, you won't really see anybody dressing like they are going to work. They just cross their legs. Some of them don't wear slippers, just going up and down. Like early morning, where people should be like on their way. You just say, nobody is coming out. Everybody just... So you know that there's a spirit of laziness in that place. You can't make progress there. If you want to stay there, you must be ready to pray. There are areas you go to, no matter how anointed or rich you are, they all build one kind of house. Some of them, they will paint the house inside, but the house outside must not be painted. The fence or the external exterior must not be painted, because there's a spirit of fake prosperity and pride. There's a spirit of poverty that you must appear poor even when you are rich. So be sensitive. You must know the name of the spirit, because there are times that you may not be able to deal with the spirit until you know their name. If there was a particular case, Jesus asked the person, what is your name? For Jesus to have done that, he must have tried to cast out that thing, and the thing resisted. Say, hey, what's your name? Say, oh, Legion. Okay, you are more than one. That's why you... Okay, now all of you, out. Not just one. Legion is minimum of what? Is it 6,000? Between 3,000 to 12,000. Demons. Do you know how elastic your spirit is? Do you know how many demons can live there? One man was carrying a legion. Legion is somewhere between 3,000 and 12,000. One man. It's legion. Ordinary praying will not send that one away. You must know the type of demons that are there. You must know the prince of the demons, the ogre there. Because the scripture said, if you smite the shepherd, the sheep. So if you, it's a principle, when you identify the principal authority, the smaller ones will go. Tell your neighbor, know the name. It's important. It's not in every case, but in some cases it is important. Because strength is attached to names. If you come from a family where people don't live beyond 50, 60, you may want to really consider changing your name. I'm not saying you should, but you should consider it. My former landlord, before I moved to three houses away, the third house before now. Are you blessed this one? I shared a story here before. All the male children died young, died without having children alive, whether girl or male or female. All of them died mysteriously. They just died like, so person is dead. But all the girls did very well. All. So the girls came together after the last son died and said, we don't want this house again. That house. But you know what I noticed? Everyone was a tenant in that house. Who came in with slippers, bought cars? Are you listening? See, when you saw a very fine house and it was waiting for you, you didn't even ask yourself, what pursued the last person? Some of those things you won't know. You have to use your spirit to search. Feel the energy in that place. This house is there. It was just waiting for us. Hey, they set trap for you. See, the house was just there. In fact, ready to move in. What happened to the last person? The house we moved in before this one, the last person left and moved up. I said, okay, it's a good house. See, if you are here, you'll be traveling. And I traveled that year. While I was now, I traveled. You see, there are some battles that just by changing your environment, the battles will fade. But it's not for you to be suspecting everything. What I'm saying is that you must be spiritually intelligent to understand exactly if there's a situation to handle. And to do that, you must be in the spirit. You must be what? Because the title of this message is Spiritual Warfare. So the battle may be going on, but you may not even see sign here. Hallelujah. This is not a call for you to feel bad. It's a cry for you to take ownership. Scripture says a curse may pervade a generation up to the third and the fourth. But anytime you hit the third and fourth, God makes provision for a man to rise in that family to stop the curse. Because even God states clearly that he does not love the death of a sinner. But anywhere there are curses, you will see sinners dying. You will see young and promising people dying suddenly. So when we go into the second service, I might touch a bit on maybe the revelation equation, talking about dreams. I'll talk about dreams. Talk about dreams, spiritual warfare. Maybe if that anointing is there, I will go there. Because you cannot talk about spiritual warfare without talking about dreams. Are you blessed? Pray in tongues for 1 minute. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues like a prayer warrior. Pray, pray, pray. Kalabaraka shapale kusuta. Labra kataba rabasa lida kozaba. Pray, pray, and begin to internalize and begin to release the power of God in the atmosphere. Begin to release the power of God over you. As you are praying, begin to see your family. Begin to see your immediate family. Begin to see your destiny. And begin to pray in tongues. Because the power of God will flow in the direction of your sight. The power of God will flow in that. Begin to pray now. And begin to break every limitation and every curse. Whatever is operating in the bloodline. Begin to take a position in the spirit. And begin to break them.
To be glorified, you are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy.
As we worship God, we declare the release of the spirit of deliverance. This is a warfare song. Come on.
What is Jehovah? Oh. Adakabane gada baragada. Rapa shata katana da basa. What is Jehovah? Karabashata la da basakata. Karabadaka. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. What is Jehovah? Da 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 da